Caro DIC. Anastasia and ISGS, a dictating for a doctor. My Heraldo date of this service is January 24, 2013. Patient name is Rose, R-O-S-E, Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S. Date of birth 10/26/1939. Paragraph, primary care physician, please copy and paste from October 18, 2012, page 1, paragraph. Cardiology clinic note, paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up, paragraph. Dear Cox, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Simmons, a very pleasant 73-year-old African-American female with past medical history. Significant for hypertensive heart disease, diabetes mellitus, end-stage renal failure, on dialysis on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, GI, capital G, capital I, bleeds, colonic, C-O-L-O-N-I-C, polyps, P-O-L-Y-P-S, diverticulitis, coronary artery disease, carotid artery disease, and peripheral arterial disease, period. She had a cardiac catheterization done on February 6, 2012 that revealed a chronic total occlusion of the RC, capital R, capital C, capital A with left to right collaterals, period. She is also status post repeated peripheral angiographies. Period. The last one was done on 11/21/2012 with successful revascularization of the right popliteal, right TP capital T capital P trunk, and right superficial femoral artery. Period. Two vessel runoff below the knee on the left side and one vessel runoff below the knee and the right side were noticed. Period. She came to our clinic today for a follow-up visit. Period. Paragraph on today's visit. She is complaining of some mild pressure-like pain in both her lower extremities equally, period. Also, she admits to some shortness of breath with exertion, period. She denies any chest pain, palpitations, light headedness, dizziness, syncope, presyncope, and lower extremities edema, period. She states that she is compliant with all her medications, period. Paragraph. Past medical history, please copy and paste from October 18, 2012, page 2, paragraph. Allergies, please. And copy and paste from October 18, 2012, page 2, paragraph. Current medications, please copy and paste from October 18, 2012, page 2, paragraph. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 170 over 67, medication taking pulse 69, weight 168 pounds, height 5 feet, 5.5 inches, in period. For the rest of physical examination, please copy and paste from October 18, 2012, page 2 and page 3, in period. Paragraph. Diagnostic investigations, peripheral angiography done November 21, 2012. Findings, bilateral common iliac artery have minimal irregularities, period. In the left common iliac artery, there was a patent stent period. The right common femoral artery has 50% stenosis period. The left common femoral artery has 50 to 60% stenosis period. The left superficial femoral artery had a 50% proximal to mid stenosis period. The right superficial femoral artery had a proximal 70%, mid 99%, and distal 60 to 70% stenosis period. Below the knee on the left side, there was two vessel runoff from the left peroneal and left posterior tibial period. The left anterior tibial artery is 100% occluded period. Below the knee on the right side, there was one vessel runoff, which is going all the way into the foot, which is the right posterior tibial artery period. The right peroneal and right anterior tibial artery had patent diffuse segment in the proximal and mid segment with diffuse disease. Period, both arteries were CTO capital, C capital, T capital, O in the mid to distal segment. Period, paragraph conclusion. One successful cryoplasty, CRYOPLASTY of the right popliteal and right TP capital, T capital, P trunk with excellent angiographic results. Period. Two successful CSI capital, C capital, S capital, I atherectomy, ATHERECTOMY, and angioplasty of the right superficial femoral artery with excellent angiographic results. Period 3. Two vessel runoff below the knee on the left side and one vessel runoff below the knee on the right side. Period. Paragraph. EKG done today, January 24, 2013, revealed sinus rhythm with heart rate of 95 BPM, period, overall normal EKG, period, paragraph, laboratory done 11-23-2012, hematology, white blood count 5.4, red blood count 3.25, hemoglobin 8.6, hematocrit 28.4, MCV 87.4, MCH 26.5, MCHC 30.3, red cell distribution, white 21.2, platelets 198, mean platelet volume 11. Period, paragraph, echocardiography done 11-15-2012, reveal severe concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. Period, overall left ventricular systolic function is normal with an ejection fraction between 60-65%. Period, the diastolic filling pattern indicates impaired relaxation. Period, the left atrium is markedly dilated. Period, the right ventricle is severely enlarged, measuring 4.1 centimeter. Period, there is moderate aortic valve sclerosis without stenosis. Period, there is trace mitral regurgitation. Period. Paragraph, lower extremity arterial PVR, capital P, capital V, capital R. Please copy MPS from October 18, 2012, page 3, paragraph. Left heart catheterization, please copy and paste from October 18, 2012, page 3, paragraph. Carotid ultrasound, please copy and paste from October 18, 2012, page 3, paragraph. Bilateral upper extremity venography, please copy and paste from October 18, 2012, page 3, paragraph. Carotid neck bilateral angiography, please copy and paste from October 18, 2012, page 3, paragraph. CT capital C capital T with contrast, please copy and paste from October 18, 2012, page 4, paragraph, assessment and plan. Peripheral arterial disease. Patient has a history of PED, capital P, capital A, capital D. Period, she status passed, repeated peripheral catheterization, period. The last one was done on November 21, 2012 with successful cryoplasty, CRYOPLASTY of the right popliteal and right TP capital T capital P trunk Successful CSI, capital C, capital S, capital I, atherectomy, A, T, H, E, R, E, C, T, O, M, Y, and angioplasty of the right superficial femoral artery. Period. Two vessel runoff below the knee on the left side and one vessel runoff below the knee on the right side were noticed. Period. Pre-procedure, there was 99% mid and 70% proximal right superficial femoral artery stenosis. Period. After performing the CSI, capital C, capital S, capital I, atherectomy and angioplasty, the stenosis was reduced to less than 10%. Period. And today's visit, she is complaining of some pressure-like pain in both her lower extremities. Period. We will follow up with bilateral lower extremities arterial ultrasound study. Period. Also, we recommend to start physical activity 5 days a week by increasing walking distance gradually, period. And per patient, she has chronic anemia, most likely multifactorial, possible of renal etiology, for which she repeatedly got blood transfusions, period. She also has a history of GI, capital G, capital I bleed, period. We will not start Plavix, PLA, VIX, or Platlel, PLATEL. At this time, until the origin of the anemia is known, period. However, patient is recommended to continue her aspirin, period. Also, we'll continue to monitor, and if patient has tissue loss in the right lower extremity, we will bring her back and we'll access from the left groin and we'll intervene INTERVENE on below the knee vessel and the right side, probably right anterior tibial or right peroneal artery. Period. Paragraph. Carotid artery disease. She status post carotid angiography on April 11, 2012 that revealed left internal carotid artery with 60 to 70% stenosis at the bifurcation in period. And today's visit, she denies any dizziness or lightheadness in period. We previously advised her to follow up with Dr. Hamza, H-A-M-Z-A, on this matter. Period. We recommend to continue the current medical regimen and we will continue to monitor. Period. Paragraph. Dye allergy. She has a history of dye allergy. Period. We will consider it an event of repeated dye requiring interventions. Period. Paragraph. Coronary artery disease. She status post left heart catheterization on February 6, 2012 that revealed chronic total occlusion of the right coronary artery with left to right collaterals in period. And today's visit, she denies any chest pain in period. She's only complaining of mild shortness of breath, period. We recommend to continue the current medical regimen, period, and we'll continue to monitor, period. Paragraph. Ischemic cardiomyopathy. She has a history of ischemic cardiomyopathy, period. The most recent 2D echocardiography done on 11-15-2012 reveal severe concentric left ventricular hypertrophy with overall left ventricular systolic function being normal with an ejection fraction between 60 and 65% in period. The diastolic filling pattern indicates impaired relaxation period. The left atrium and right ventricle are markedly dilated in period. We recommend to continue with the current medications. Period. Paragraph hypertension. And today's visit, her blood pressure is elevated 170 over 67. Period. We recommend to continue with the current antihypertensive regimen, and also we advise her to monitor her blood pressure at home in period. We will recheck blood pressure and follow up visits, and if needed, an adjustment will be made to the medical regimen in period. Paragraph. Diabetes myelitis. She is a non-diabetic. In period, we recommend tight glycemic control and target hemoglobin A1C below 6.5. Period. Paragraph. End stage renal disease. Please copy and paste from October 18, 2000, page 5. Paragraph. Cardiopharmacogenomics. The DNA, capital D, capital N, capital A, drug sensitivity test done on 3-1-2012 revealed that patient is a normal metabolizer for CYP2C19, capital C, capital Y, capital P2, capital C19, and CYP3A4, capital C, capital Y, capital P3, capital A4, period. She is a intermediate metabolizer for CYP2C9, capital C, capital Y, capital P2, capital C9, and VKORC1, capital V, capital K, capital O, capital R, capital C1, period. She is also a POR, P-O-O-R, metabolizer for CYP3A5, capital C, capital Y, capital P3, capital A5, period, paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in care of Ms. Simmons, period. Our phone number has been provided for her to call any questions or concerns, period. We will see her back in 4 weeks, period. Meanwhile, she's advised to continue to see her primary care physician for the continuity of care, period. Paragraph, thank you, period. Sincerely, Rudy Caro, DIC, Anastasia, NSTSA. Dictation for Dr. Mahir Elder with all his board certifications, period. This is the end of this dictation. Thank you.